Questions and Answers on the Bible. Chapter 49. God's Creatures. Can we call fruits, grains, and nuts creatures? If not, would it not seem that the writer of the epistle had in mind creatures, animals, slain for food? I should be very glad to have more light on this through your valuable paper. For the benefit of any new readers, I will give a brief summary of the talk entitled, Meats Created to be Received with Thanksgiving. 1. The word meats is not in itself specific, but signifies food, no matter of what kind. It is only in modern times that the word meat has been considered as synonymous with flesh. In the Bible it is almost, if not quite, invariably used to designate food in general. When animal food is referred to, it is called flesh or flesh meat to distinguish it from ordinary meat. In the ancient sacrifices, the meat offering consisted of fine flour. 2. The text refers us to creation in that it speaks of meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving. So we turn to the account of creation to find out what sort of meat it was that God created for the use of man. And we read, And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. This shows that fruits and seeds are the meats which God created to be received with thanksgiving. Even the beasts and the birds did not in the beginning have the flesh of other animals given them to eat, for we read further, And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. These 2 points are sufficient to clear away the misunderstanding concerning the meat. Now what about the word creature? Does it necessarily mean a living thing, an animal? Not by any means. Take any English dictionary, and you will find the first definition to be anything created, a thing, or some similar term. The Greek word rendered creature in the text is applied to anything created, or to the act of creation. It means anything established, and so it, or a kindred word, is rendered ordinance. Every creature, created thing, of God is good, and nothing to be refused. It is be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Of course, this must be read in connection with what precedes, and understood as referring to every created thing that God designed for food. Everything that the word of God has sanctified, i.e. set apart, for food, is to be received with thanksgiving. Asceticism does not enter into God's plan for man. If anyone should say that every creature, every created thing, as used in this text, must necessarily include animals, and that therefore they are to be received and eaten with thanksgiving, it is sufficient to remind him that the term, every creature, standing alone includes stones as well as animals. But no one would contend that God made stones to be eaten. Because stones were not made to be eaten, we know that they are excluded in the consideration of creatures created things set apart by the word of God to be eaten with thanksgiving. And for the same reason we know that animals also are not included in this consideration.